It's worth the trip from New York to share the Lord's table together with you.
能跟弟兄姊妹一同擘饼，那从纽约赶到这里是值得的。
You know, in terms of time, the table is this long.
作为擘饼聚会来讲，好像这个桌子只有这么长。
We started the table because of the resurrection of Christ and the Holy Spirit that gave us new life.
他指的这个时间表，那从基督耶稣复活开始，一直到国度降临。
Resurrection Sunday.
这个主日是复活的日子。
And the first people receive the bread and the cup.
第一个领受饼杯的人。
By the time it gets to the last brother back there to receive the bread and the cup.
到了最后，坐在背后的最后一位圣徒领这个饼杯。
We wait for the coming of the Lord.
那个就意味着我们在等候主的再来。
It could be between that time.
大概会在其中就会发生。
Because we not only proclaim that He's alive and we're saved, but we proclaim His death until He comes.
我们不但在这边宣告主已经复活，而且我们也得纪念他的再来。
Wouldn't that be wonderful if we joined today and broke bread together and the Lord came back at the very end?
如果我们今天正在擘饼的时候，在即将结束的时候，主就来到我们的中间，这是何等美好。
Despite what you think, those young men wearing white shirts were not distributing the bread and the cup. It was the Lord Himself.
无论你怎么想，今天穿着白衬衫在这边分饼杯的弟兄们，他们不是在那边分饼杯，是主在亲自分饼杯。
So we stand at the very brink of this wonderful kingdom to come.
我们就在这个国度即将来临的那个荣耀的时刻。
Now I also realize we're running the race, and some of you already have your cars idling outside.
我们也知道我们正在奔跑这个赛程，我们中间有些人，你们的车已经发动了，在等着。
But I want to be faithful and share with you the third aspect that I'd like to mention regarding this reproach of Christ that His servants undergo.
我仍然愿意衷心地在这边分享主的信息，关乎到在这边如何的忍受基督的患难，基督的凌辱。
So we want to look at three portions of Scripture. If you'll join me, we'll go back to Hebrews chapter 3 where Moses is introduced.
我们一起来读三段的圣经，关于摩西的故事。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1.
希伯来书三章一节。
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession. He was faithful to him who appointed him, even as Moses was faithful in all his house.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者或使徒为大祭司的耶稣。
For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, by just so much as the builder of the house has more honor than the house.
因为他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样，他比摩西算是更配多得荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣。
For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God.
因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。
Now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later. But Christ was faithful as the son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm.Until the end.
摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。但基督为儿子，治理神的家。我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
And then we want to join the testimony of Stephen regarding Moses in Acts chapter 7, verse 36 through 39.
我们要再看《使徒行传》第七章，斯提凡在这边为摩西做的见证。
Regarding Moses, it says, And he brought them out after he had shown wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years.
从三十六节开始，这人领百姓出来，在埃及，在红海，在旷野，四十年间行了神迹奇事。
This is the Moses who said to the sons of Israel, God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren.
那曾对以色列人说，神要从你们弟兄中间给你们兴起一位先知像我的，就是这位摩西。
This is he who was in the church in the wilderness with the angel who spoke to him on Mount Sinai and with our fathers, the one who received the living oracles to give to us.
这人曾在旷野会中和西乃山上对那与那对他说话的天使同在，又与我们的祖宗同在，并且领受活泼的圣言传给我们。
But our fathers were unwilling to be obedient to him, but repudiated him, and in their hearts turned back to Egypt.
我们的祖宗不肯听从，反弃绝他，心里归向埃及。
And then we want to look at three verses in 1 Peter chapter 4.
读彼得前书有三处的经文，第四章。
Beginning in verse 12, 1 Peter 4:12.
第十二节开始。
Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice with exultation.If you are reproached for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you.
亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。
Our Father, we gather together in the Lord's house.
我们的天父，我们今天在主的家里边聚在一起。
We are the Lord's house, and we want to receive a further word.
我们就是主的家，我们愿意在这里继续领受你的圣言。
We depend upon the Holy Spirit to give us that liberty to share the Word of God.
我们完全依靠圣灵，能够把自由在我们中间来说话。
And for us, as we receive the meat of the Word of God,
让我们能够在这里领受神话语丰富的供应。
We thank you for the blessings we've received throughout the conference.
我们为着我们已经领受你丰盛的供应来感谢你。
Send us out with great joy and blessing, we pray in Jesus' name.
把我们差派出去，带着你丰盛的恩典和祝福，奉耶稣基督的名求。Amen.
Now, in the letter to Hebrews, Moses is used as an example of one who ran the race faithfully.
在希伯来书里边，神用摩西做一个榜样，来告诉我们看见怎么样子来奔跑这位属天的路程。
And I was asked to share specifically on this phrase,that Moses esteemed the reproach of Christ greater than all the treasures of Egypt.
我的负担是来分享这句经文，说到摩西看为基督所受的凌辱比埃及的财物更加宝贵。
Now the whole book of Hebrews is one great exhortation telling us to run the race because the kingdom is coming soon.
整个希伯来书的负担就是鼓励我们要来奔跑这个属天的赛程，因为神的国度就要来了。
The coming of the kingdom depends on faithful ones running the race till he comes.
因为国度的降临取决于那些忠心奔跑完成这个属天赛程的人。
We can't imagine what would have happened if Moses hadn't run the race.
我们难以想象，如果摩西没有忠心完成他的赛程的话，会怎么样
？How would the children of Israel ever have come out of Egypt？
那么以色列的百姓如何的能够从埃及被拯救出来
？But God chose him in His great wider plan for the redemption of the children of Israel from Egypt。
因着神那伟大的计划，他拣选了摩西，要来拯救以色列的百姓。
When Moses was called, he had little idea of the vastness of what God was asking him to do.
当摩西受到呼召的时候，他实在没办法想象神的那个计划是何等的广大。
And as we saw last time, when God finally told him the plan, he said, No, I can't do that.
昨天我们看见，当神告诉他的计划的时候，摩西突然说，我做不到，我不能做。
And that was the very sign that he was ready.
这是他已经预备好了的第一个标记。
God says, I want you to go down to Egypt and get 2 million people and bring them out impossibly through the Red Sea.
神说，我要你下到埃及去，把200万的百姓带下来，带到红海的边上。
Moses says, I can't do that. I shepherd sheep.
摩西说，我是一个牧羊的人，我怎么能够做到这一点呢？
And God said, Amen, Moses, go.
神就说，摩西，你说的对，但是你要去。
And that's what he does to us.
这就是他为什么要这样，他做的剩下的工作。
If we understand our purpose as servants of God, He's asking us to do things impossible out of our natural strength.
所以，如果我们真是神的仆人的话，我们就应该明白，神要求我们所做的是我们没有办法用天然的力量来完成的。
And one day, as we faithfully steward our service to the Lord will suddenly come, and we'll realize that our little part was much more important.Than we ever realize.
当我们作为神忠心的管家完成了我们所托付的，有一天我们会意识到，其实我们所做的远远大过我们自己所想象的。
And as we just mentioned, and we'll talk about some more this time, the context that our dear brother Godwin brought before us is that this is presently a time of devastation here in the Americas regarding the church.
我们已经提到过，我们还要再继续说，也是孙弟兄。在他的信息里边给我们看见的，今天我们所处的这个时代是一个荒凉的时代。
I wonder what you think our Lord Jesus thinks, who prayed that wonderful prayer that the church be one.
我想主耶稣在那边临走的时候为教会的祷告，使教会能够完全的合一。
And then, as we just sang, for the Lord to see heresies all through the church, schisms all through the church.
刚才我们唱的诗歌也提到，在教会的历史上充满了这样的分裂，充满了这样的异端。
How is the Lord going to come back for a single bride when she's divided up?
当这个新妇被分裂成这样子的话，我们的这个新郎如何能够回来呢？
The landscape of the church on a wider basis seems to be in a catastrophe.
如果从一个广阔的眼界来看，地上的教会好像是一个灾难。
But may we look to Jesus until we see the Lord working in the midst of devastation.
如果我们定睛仰望耶稣的话，我们就能够看见，就在这样的荒凉败坏的光景里头，主仍然在做工。
He will have his testimony on this earth.
他要在地上得到耶稣的见证。
So we want to look at Moses one more time.
所以我们要再次来看摩西的榜样。
Here he is, a faithful servant running the race.
这边有一个忠心的仆人在奔跑他的赛程。
You remember, down in Egypt, at 40 years old, he was a military man, he was an engineer, he was a son of Pharaoh's daughter.
我们记得他40岁的时候，他感觉到了那个呼召，那个时候他是一位战士，他是一位建筑师，他是一位法老的女儿。
But the Lord's purposes...
法老的儿子，对不起。
The Lord's purposes run deeper than just those who care for us.
我们知道在那个时候，无论什么样的光景里面，神一直在那边看顾。
Moses was attached to God's chosen children of Abraham.
神在摩西的心中做工，使他的心一直与他的儿与他的同胞在一起。
And I'm sure that he was completely surprised.When something rose up in him with such strength that he killed an Egyptian who was assaulting one of his Hebrew brethren.
当他看见一位埃及人在欺负他的同胞的兄弟的时候，他里边涌出了一股力量，使他可以击杀那个埃及人。
From that moment on, Moses bore the reproach of Christ.
从那个时刻开始，摩西就开始来忍受，身上带着基督的凌辱。
Because the children of Israel are the ones out of whom the Messiah is to come.
因为神的百姓以色列人就是这位弥赛亚要降临，要成为他的家。
And all of his great future in Egypt was wiped out in one moment as Egypt hated Moses and as the Pharaoh determined to kill him.
摩西在埃及一切的梦想都已经破灭了，因为那个时候法老要来杀死。摩西因为他做的这件事。
So Moses fled to the desert of Midian and began to shepherd some sheep.
所以摩西就逃到米甸的旷野开始来牧羊。
He met and fell in love with his wife Zippy and had two kids.
所以他在那边遇见了他的妻子，然后生了两个儿子。
And for 40 years, he spoke to these ones who spoke back, bah, bah.
大概40年之后，他只能跟羊来说话。
40 years of bah, bah.
40年之久，他只能说羊的语言。
That's what the preacher hears when he preaches to the congregation.
就好像这位讲道的在这边对大家来讲。
And the Lord was whittling down this great man, Moses, down to just an average shepherd.
神就把这位伟啊说话神是有力量伟大的摩西变成了一个牧羊人。
And so we saw a second aspect to this matter of esteeming the reproach of Christ.
我们现在看见这个基督工作的第二个方面在他的身上。
First, esteeming the reproach of Christ means taking Christ and his people over the world.
这两个方面就是如何尊荣基督的在我们身如何在我们身上尊荣基督所受的凌辱。第一个方面就是我们的心要与神的百姓在一起。
Now, I understand from our brother this morning that we have half of our congregation under 40 years old.
今天早上我们的弟兄提到我们在座的有一半是在40岁以下的圣徒。
Now, these are the ones that the enemy is trying to gain into the world.
这个就是这群弟兄姊妹这个世界试图把他们掳去。
He's laid out all kinds of promises for you of promotions and of money as a house.And 2.5 children.
是仇敌要用世界上各种各样的成功和各种各样的物质的利益，这种啊升迁等等的，包括建立家庭、生孩子，来把他们掳到世界里去。
I know many people came here believing the American dream.
我知道很多的弟兄姊妹来到美国，来相信美国梦。
There never was an American dream.
其实并没有美国梦并不存在。
There were people.Who began this nation because they wanted to serve God?
来到美国建立这个国度的人，他们是要在这边来侍奉神。
And God blessed and prospered their way.
但是神祝福他们，所以他们就成功了。
He didn't say embrace the American dream.
他们并没有说他们在这边来拥抱一个所谓的美国梦。
But they built a nation with enough foundation of morality and godliness that this nation has prospered.
但是因着他们在这边把这个国家建立在这样的一个道德的和信仰的根基上，结果这个国家得到了非常大的成功祝福。
Now people are busting down the border wall to get into this country, but they have no love of God.
今天各种各样的移民，他们就把边界墙给拆毁了，然后进到这个国家，并不是因为他们来爱主。
They're glad that you've gotten rich, so they can get rich off you.
他们觉得你们成功了，你们发财了，所以他们也愿意来像你们一样。
But the American dream is being lost because we've lost our foundations.
因为美国梦的那个基础不在了，所以我们也不再有美国梦。
It's become an empty dream.
现在成了一个空想的梦。
And people find themselves with a lot of money and a lot of expenses.
现在人们有很多的钱，他们也有很多的地方需要花。
Enslaved by the world.
而被世界所奴役。
So before you turn 40, how about turning your back on that?
当你到40岁的时候，你可不可以把你的背转背向这个世界？
It may have been a long time since your baptism, but it might be a good idea to sing again. I have decided to follow Jesus with the world behind me.
也许你已经信主，已经受浸很多年了，你现在可不可以再重新唱那首诗歌？就是我已经决定要跟随耶稣，要把世界留在背后。
I love the way the Lord does strange things.
我非常喜欢神主耶稣用很奇妙的方式来做工。
If you refuse the treasures of Egypt,
如果你拒绝埃及的财物
then the Lord will say, "Yes, my servant, now I'll make you rich."
那么主就会对你说，好，我的孩子，现在我要使你富足。
Because you'll use it to serve Him.
因为你用这些富足来服侍他。
God's not stingy.
神不是那种很吝啬的。
He doesn't say good Christians should be poor Christians.
他并没有说好的基督徒都是贫穷的人。
But good Christians are those who serve the Lord first, who seek the kingdom first, who are seeking treasures in heaven first.
但是好的基督徒却是那些先来追求神的国和神的义，先来服侍他，先来积攒天上财宝的基督徒。
And what does the Bible say?
圣经如何说呢？
All these Mercedes-Benz will be added unto you.
所有其他的这些都要加给你。
So Moses forsook the world in the end. He ended up rich.
所以摩西舍弃了这个世界，到最后他却成了一个非常富有的人。
But his money made no matter.
但是钱不再成为一个因素。
He was pursuing heavenly things.
他在那边追求天上的事。
But once he made that stand against Egypt,
当他在那边开始向着埃及能够开始来站立来反对他的时候，
The Lord delayed his ministry another 40 years.
神却把他的这个服事单延了40年，推迟了40年。
And we spoke about this last time.
我们上次提到这件事情。
How the Lord had to bring the cross upon His self life.
神是如何要用十字架来对付他的己生命
？The cross, the great divine veto on our self life and the things that are not of Christ.
这位神圣的、属天的、这个否决权的这个十字架，要来对付我们那个顽固的己生命。
And when the Lord brings His cross to bear on us, at first we hate it.
当神第一次用他的十字架来让我们在我们身上做工的时候，我们没有一个人喜欢。
Right? Let's take a vote. How many of you like to die?
我们在座有没有人喜欢受死
？I'm afraid the other side has won.
我们相信另外的一面一定是赢的。
Nobody wants to die.
没有人愿意死。
I used to sing a song back a long time ago. Everyone wants to get to heaven, Lord. Nobody wants to die.
很久以前我曾经唱了一首诗歌，就是所有的人都愿意上天堂，没有人愿意死。
But when you come to the place when you esteem the work of the cross in your life, then the Lord brings you onto resurrection ground.
但是到了一天，神带你到了这样一个地步，你开始来尊荣十字架在你身上做那个致死的工作的时候，你就能够经历到复活的那个大能和荣耀。
And you remember that vision.That turned Moses' ministry into a run.
你记得那个把摩西从他的服事变成了他能够奔跑的那个特别的意象吗？
He saw in the desert that he was an old, ugly, useless bush.
他在那边看见他自己不过就是那个衰老而且非常丑陋的没有用的那个荆棘。
And God was saying, "Okay, Moses, run, bush, run."
然后神就在那边说：“荆棘啊，你要奔跑，你要奔跑。”
And you will run with the fire of God upon you.
你要奔跑的时候是带着神的烈火在你的身上。
And run, and I will speak through you, you useless bush.
当你奔跑的时候，你虽然没有用，但是神会借着你来说话。
And as I tell the young people, his name changed from Moses to just Mo.
我跟年轻的弟兄姊妹讲，他的名字从摩西就变成了摩。
Well, God, I can't do anything as a bush.
神啊，作为一个荆棘，我不能做任何事。
And so God said, I can do everything if I have a bush to use.
但是如果你愿意我来使用你的话，我可以借着你做任何事。
And so Moses stood before Pharaoh, and Pharaoh trembled, it says, because he was as God before Pharaoh, even though he was just an old bush.
当他站立在法老面前的时候，虽然他不过是那个衰老的荆棘，但是法老却看他如同神一样。
And so Moses became the great apostle of the Old Testament who brought the children through the Red Sea and into freedom from bondage.
所以摩西就成为这位旧约时代的大使徒，他把以色列的百姓从埃及地带出来，带到红海的边上。
Now let's just be clear. Who can bring 2 million people out of Egypt?
我们在这边问一下，有谁能够带领200万的以色列人出埃及呢？
Only God can do God's work.
只有神才能够做神要做的事。
But he does it through the word of Moses.
但是他却借着摩西所做的工来成就了这件事。
Isn't that incredible?
这是不是非常令人不可置信呢？
This little bush says crackle, 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 and God moves 2 million people out of Egypt.
这个衰老的荆棘在那边就发出一些声音，结果神就把200万的百姓带出来。
That crackle, crackle, crackle was the fire.
就是那个烧着的那个发出的那个响声。
Only God through His servant Moses could do that.
只有神借着他的仆人摩西能够成就这个事。
Wait a minute, do you really think that Mo could have produced the ten plagues?
你能够相信摩西他能够来行那十个神迹吗？
Moses didn't have the power.
十个灾害。
Moses didn't have the power to bring one mosquito into Egypt.
摩西甚至都不能让埃及地的一个蚊子能够出来。
But at the word of the bush, the lice came.
但是因着那个荆棘里边说的话，那么光就出来。
And the frogs came.
哦，这些苍蝇就出来，这些青蛙就上。
And the river turned to blood.
然后这个尼罗河就变成血。
You know the plagues.
你们知道这些灾祸。
And Moses stood before Pharaoh and said, "If you don't let my people go, the death angel will pass over Egypt and take out all your firstborn children."
摩西对法老说：“如果你不让我的百姓去，那么这个灭命的天使就要来，要把埃及地所有投生的击杀了。
Now I hope you see, this is what it means to be a servant of the Lord. You can do nothing except do what He tells you to do, and He does the rest.
作为神的仆人，我愿意你看见，靠着你自己，你做不了任何事，除非神告诉你要去说什么，然后他就来成就他所说的话。
And then Moses lifted up Aaron's rod, and the Red Sea pushed back.
摩西举起亚伦的杖，然后红海就分开了。
Now, any of you servants of God who have tried that probably have failed miserably.
我们在座的神的仆人，如果你要来试试做的话，你肯定会失败。
But it was God who opened the way.
但是确实是神他亲自的分开了红海。
So one of the first best songs, it was number one on the pop charts. After they got through the Red Sea is, I will sing unto the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously, the horse and rider gone into the sea.
在那边他们就过了以后，他们就唱了一首非常美好的诗歌，大概在排行榜能够占第一位的，就是神带领他们经过干地，然后用水来淹没了埃及的追兵。
And then Miriam, she was a better songwriter, so she wrote, Who is like unto thee?O Lord among the gods, who's like unto thee, glorious and holiness.
所以米利安他是这样的一位杰出的作诗人，他在那边唱这首诗歌说，神啊，有谁能像你一样，你这样子的又至圣至荣至大可畏。
In Exodus 15, you find this song. They knew it was God who did these things.
在出埃及记十五章，我们读到这个诗歌，我们知道，他们知道是神行了这个奇事。
Praise God, the children came out of Egypt.
我们感谢神，他的百姓现在离开了埃及。
As we read in Acts 7:36, He brought them out after He'd shown wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years.
就像出埃及记三十六章那边，我们看这个。神把他们带出来，然后花了四十年时间在旷野里。
Now I think it's become apparent to you that the writer of the Hebrews is comparing Moses to Jesus.
我们知道希伯来书的作者他在那边用摩西来与我们的主耶稣相比。
Now Jesus is the apostle who's the beginner of our faith and high priest, the finisher of our faith, of a heavenly calling.
主耶稣作为使徒，他是我们信心创始的；作为大祭司，他是为我们的信心成终的。
But Moses was also an apostle and a priest of the children of Israel.
摩西同样的也是为着以色列的百姓做了使徒和大祭司。
And so we see in this parallel description, Moses is used to lay the apostolic foundation for the nation of Israel, just as Jesus laid the foundation for the church.
在这样的一个类比的里头，我们看见神使用摩西作为使徒来把这个以色列国的那个根基建立了，就好像用主耶稣成为新约教会的那个根基。
So now we see.We'll just mention some of the apostolic things Moses did to produce this nation of Israel.
我们现在就要看一下摩西作为使徒他所做的那几项工作使他能够成为以色列国的那个根基。
When they came through the Red Sea and finally came to Mount Sinai 50 days later,
50天 过了红海五十天之后，他们最终来到了西乃山。
God called Moses up on the mountain and said, I want you to share with my children the whole counsel of God.
主耶稣把他招到山上，对他说，我愿意把我一切的旨意都向借着你来向以色列人传达。
I want my children to begin by understanding in a heavenly vision their destiny.
我愿意我的百姓能够从属天的意象开始，知道他们的终点是什么。
So we read in Exodus 19, beginning in verse 3.
所以我们在出埃及记十九章第三节这边看见。
Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the sons of Israel.You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now then, if you'll indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own peculiar possession among all the peoples. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.These are the words you shall speak to the sons of Israel.
摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说，你要这样告诉雅各家，晓谕以色列人说，我向埃及人所行的事你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
Sons of Israel, why did I bring you through the Red Sea and carry you on eagle's wings?
以色列的百姓啊，我把你们背在我的像如鹰将你们背在我的翅膀上带来归我。
One of the little Jewish kids who always got stars for answering right in Sunday school.
那一个犹太人的孩子，他在主日学的时候，每一次答对了都会得到一个星星。
They said, "You brought us through the Red Sea."Because you loved us.
他说你把我们带到红海边因为你爱我们。
How many of you know that answer is right?
多少人知道这样的一个答案是对的。
But that's not the whole story.
但它不是全部的这个故事。
God says, yes, I loved you and I saved you.
他说神说是的我爱你我拯救了你。
But I'm going to make you a chosen race.
然而我却要使你们成为一个被拣选的族类。
A holy nation.
是一个圣洁的国民
，a royal priesthood，
是一个有君尊的祭司
，a people of my own possession，
是属神的特属神的子民。
That's your destiny。
这个是我们的那个终点，是我们的那个目标。
If you'll obey my voice and my covenant，
因为你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约。
God revealed His heart for the first time to the children of Israel as being full of mercy.Which endure forever.
所以神在这边因着他永久的永恒的怜悯，是第一次向神的百姓以色列人启示了他的心愿。
Of course, we know the children of Israel failed in the wilderness in this destiny.
然而我们知道以色列的百姓在旷野中失败了。
And that's why God had to raise up Brother Ted Pang to tell us it was fulfilled in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
这是为什么神要兴起彭广存弟兄然后跟我们分享彼得前书第二章第九节。
Jesus, the great apostle of our faith, has called us again to be a chosen race, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, and he will accomplish it.
我们的使者 大祭司耶稣基督我们信心创始成终者他要来再次呼召我们让我们看见神我们是一个被拣选的族类是一个有君尊的祭司是属神的子民是一个圣洁的国度。
Now the second thing that the apostolic foundation needed was for the Holy Spirit to dwell over the house of God.
这个使徒所放的那个根基的第二个方面就是圣灵要来住在我们的里面。
And so Exodus 13:21 says,The Lord was going before them in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them on the way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light, that they may travel by day and night. And He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people for 40 years.
所以出埃及记十三章二十一节这边就是说到，日间耶和华在云柱中领他们的路，夜间在火柱中光照他们，使他们日夜都可以行走。 日间云柱，夜间火柱，总不离开百姓的面前达四十年之久。
Now this little traveling band of Israel going through the wilderness was hated by Egypt and the rest of the world.
这一群的百姓，以色列的百姓，在旷野中间行走的百姓，他们被世界所恨恶。
We already heard how Balaam was said, "We're going to give you $2 million and a Mercedes Benz if you'll curse those children of Israel."
我们知道，巴兰当巴勒给他这些钱，让他来咒诅这个以色列的时候。
Balaam stood up on the mountain, looked out over those 2 million measly shepherds.
所以当巴兰站在那个山顶上头，他远远的观看这200万的这个牧羊人。
But then he saw something in the middle, some kind of a tent, but over the tent was a fire, and it made all of the superstitious enemies afraid to go near this little traveling band.
看见他们的营地的中间有那样的一个建筑，有云柱火柱在它的上面，所以让这些所有的这些周围的这些外邦人，这些迷信的人都非常的恐惧。
And then third,Moses, as an apostle, laid the foundation of the word of God to the children of Israel as he received the covenant from God upon Mount Sinai.
第三个方面，摩西在神面前领受了这个西乃山之约，就把神的百姓建立在这个圣言神的话的这个根基上。
The people had a basis, a covenant for blessing.
所以这个百姓就有了一个根据，他们可以得到神的祝福。
The word of God must be laid as a foundation, even as the apostles lay the foundation of Christ in the church.
神的话必须成为我们被建造的那个根基，就好像使徒就是在这个教会，就使徒的话成为教会被建造的这个根基一样。
Without the word of God, the children of God cannot travel far.
没有神的话，神的百姓没有办法走远。
And then fourth, Moses came before the Lord and received the tabernacle, the house of God, the place of fellowship.
第四个方面就是摩西在神面前领受了这个建造会幕的这个启示，这个计划。
God said, "I want to dwell with my people. Make me a house according to the pattern I have shown you on the mountain."
神说我愿意住在百姓的中间，你要照着山上所告诉你的样式来建造这个会幕。
And so we see the church born on Pentecost and the apostles building the church by the power of the Spirit of God.
所以我们就看见五旬节的时候，使徒们因着降临的圣灵，他们就在那边建造神的教会。
Then fifth, the apostle Moses, in the book of Leviticus, which took 2 months to write,shared with the children of Israel how they might have fellowship with this living God.
第五个方面就是在立位记里头，他花了两个月的时间来把这个如何与神交通的那样子一个献祭的这个过程把它启示出来。
They needed these sacrifices to have fellowship.
他们是要借着献祭来与神有交通。
They needed to gather for these feasts to fellowship.
他们需要在节期的时候要聚集在一起来与神有交通。
And they must learn the difference between that which is holy and that which is common.
他们需要学习来分辨什么是圣的，什么是俗的。
And then finally, the sixth foundation of Moses the Apostle.
最后第六个方面，摩西作为大使，作为使徒。
At the beginning of the book of Numbers.
就是在民数记的开始。
They took a census and numbered everyone who was in the book of life.
他们就来数点神的百姓，所有这些蒙恩得救、名字被记在生命册上的百姓。
So a census was taken.
所以他们就在这边来数点百姓。
And then Moses took that census and lined them all up in order.
所以他就把所有这些被数的百姓，把他们按着次序安排好。
Because Moses, the apostle, ordered the church in the wilderness.
摩西作为使徒在旷野把神的百姓他们的营寨安排好。
It starts with Christ in the middle in the tabernacle, in the ark.
是以基督为中心，就是在那个会幕，在那个营地的中心。
And then this family of Levites were here, and this were there, and this were there, this were there.
然后利未族的他们的这个 家室呢，就是在周围安营。
And then these three tribes here, these three tribes here, these three tribes here, these three tribes there.
然后有三个支派在东边，三个支派在南边，然后西边、北边各有三个支派。
There was Moses the apostle.
这就是摩西作为使徒所做的这个工，所建立的这个根基。
What a wonderful servanthood this was.
他是何等的一个神的仆人。
And after he laid the foundation, it says, then Moses dwelt in the wilderness for 38 years with these children.
当摩西作为使徒建立放好了这个根基以后，他就花了剩下38年的时间在旷野里边与神的百姓同行。
Now, as an apostle, that foundational work was done within 2 years, starting in Egypt and after Mount Sinai.
作为使徒，他的工作大概花了两年的时间，从带百姓出埃及开始，最后在西乃山这边结束。
But now we see for the 40 years in the wilderness, Moses as their priest.
现在我们就看见，在剩下的旷野的日子里头，摩西作为祭司的那个职分，就那个工作。
Now apostles come to save and lay foundations.
使徒是要来拯救，要来建立这个根基。
But priests come to bring them to glory and to perfect people in holiness.
那么祭司的职分就是要把他们能够被成全，能够得到荣耀。
If the apostleship is based on resurrection life,
如果使徒的职分是建立在复活生命的那个根基上的话，
the priesthood is based on ascended life.
那么这个大祭司的职分就根据于那个升天的那个生命。
Why do I say ascended life?
为什么是一位升天高升的生命呢？
Because a priest no longer lives for himself.
因为祭司不再为他自己而活。
But he lives to intercede for the children of God.
他活着是为着为神的百姓来代求。
And we see in the book of Hebrews as the writer spells these things out.
我们在希伯来书看见作者就把这样的一些事情给我们展开。
That his burden is for Christians to understand that Jesus was both your apostle, but now he's your high priest who will bring many sons to glory.
他愿意让我们看见说，耶稣作为是我们的使徒，现在他作为我们的大祭司，要带领许多的儿子进到荣耀里。
The four Gospels tell us well of Jesus, the apostle of our salvation.
四福音书告诉我们，主耶稣作为使徒，他如何的来拯救我们。
But the book of Hebrews shows us uniquely how Christ becomes our priest, our high priest, to bring us to God.
那么希伯来书有从一个独特的视角，让我们看见主耶稣作为我们的大祭司，如何把我们都带到神的跟前。
So there's a section that begins at the end of chapter 4 and goes all the way up into the middle of chapter 10 of Hebrews.
所以从大概第四章开始，一直到第十章的中间那一段。
And from the beginning to the end, it says the same thing.
开始的时候和结尾的那个时候，他说同一件事。
Because of our high priest, we're to draw near to the throne of our Father in heaven.
因着他是我们的大祭司，所以我们就能够被吸引来到我们天上父神宝座的跟前。
Now, as soon as he says that, these Jewish Christians says, "Oh no, I could never come into the presence of the unknown one, of the unspeakable one, of the great transcendent one."
这些希伯来的基督徒，他们那个时候说：“不行不行，我没有办法来到这位像谜一样的一位上帝的跟前。”
And so the writer of Hebrews spends chapter after chapter, and what is he telling us?
那么希伯来书的作者就一章接着一章的，他要来告诉我们什么
？Jesus was just like you.
耶稣就跟你我一样。
Jesus was tempted just like you.
耶稣基督像你我一样要受遇见试探。
Jesus suffers just like you.
耶稣也像你我一样会受苦。
Jesus understands you.
耶稣明白了解你。
These are the qualifications of being a priest for the people of God.
这是要成为神的祭司，为百姓成为神的祭司的人所需要具备的那个资格。
You got to get Jesus out of the sky just as divine and to see him as divinely human.
你需要把耶稣从那个就在天上那个神圣的那个人物变成到地上来像你我一样的一个人。
Now this priest can be touched by the feeling of your infirmities.
我们的软弱耶稣基督都能够有深深的同情和感觉。
Now throughout the Jewish tradition, they've always believed the greatest friend of the Jews was Aaron.
那么在犹太人的历史上他们一直认为亚伦是他们最能够明白了解他们的最好的朋友。
Now we kind of consider Aaron sort of a bozo because he did a lot of things wrong.
当然在我们看来好像亚伦做了很多的错的事情。
What's the word for bozo? Listen, Aaron did a lot of things wrong, but everybody saw that Aaron did a lot of things wrong.
很多人都看见他其实做了很多不对的事情。
And one of the chief qualifications of being a priest is that you're a friend to those who come.
那么作为祭司一个最大的一个资格就是你能够成为那些愿意来到神面前的人的，你能够成为他们的朋友。
So here comes a Jewish shepherd to the feast. His name is Samuel. And he's afraid to go into the tent. He thinks he might get nuked.From the sky by the Holy God.
一个这样叫撒母耳的人来到这个神的圣殿的帐幕的跟前，他不敢接近神，因为他害怕天上的神会发怒，会击杀他。
But the priest, he comes outside of the tent curtain and says, "Hey, Sam, I'll help you come on in. Come on, you have an offering. Come on, let's go in together. I'm going to hack it up. We'll put it up on the fire, and you'll smell the fragrance of your sacrifice."
然后就从这个会幕里边出来一位祭司，他就说：“哦 ，Sam， 不要害怕，你来，我们一起，我带着你一起进去，我们一起献祭，然后我们这个祭物的馨香气就可以让神心满意足。”
Now I know you're afraid of that cloud and that fire over the tabernacle.
我知道你因着这个会幕顶上的那个云柱火柱，你会觉得很害可怕。
Here, hold my hand.
现在拉着我的手。
I'm a holy priest. God won't nuke me and you.
我是一位圣洁的祭司，然后神不会看见你，他看着我。
Come on in, come on in.
我们一起来，一起来。
Make your sacrifice.
来献你的祭物。
God was pleased.
神就会悦纳你。
That's what a priest does.
这个是一个祭司所应该做的。
He intercedes.
他代求，为我们代祷。
There's a whole other side to Jesus that so many Christians don't know.
在耶稣基督的还有另外一个方面是很多基督徒不知道的，不认识。
Although I can't find a Christian who doesn't love to sing, "What a friend we have in Jesus."
我还没有找到一个基督徒他不喜欢唱这首诗歌就是何等朋友我主耶稣。
But most Christians have no idea just how friendly Jesus is to those who come.
然而很多的基督徒他们真的是不知道耶稣基督对那些愿意到神跟前来的人是如何的友善。
So that's why in Hebrews you find it's the only book that almost every time the Lord is mentioned,It's just the one name, Jesus, to emphasize his humanity.
所以希伯来书是这样独特的一卷书，每次提到主耶稣基督的时候，他只是用他的名字耶稣。
The great beginning of the book of Hebrews makes no doubt that Jesus is the Son of God, and he is divine, and he's of the very essence of God, and the angels worship him. But now he says, but he's also a man.
所以这位作者他完全了解，他在一开始就说到神是。他是神，耶稣是神的儿子，是神本体的真相，是他荣耀所发的光辉。然而，他在后面极力想让我们看见的一点，就是耶稣也是一位人。
Now, Christian, are you in a time of trouble?
基督徒，如果你在你的患难的里头
，Let the high priest bring you before God the Father.
让你的大祭司能够把你带到你的天父的跟前。
Oh, but I don't even know God the Father because I've never seen Him. He's the unseen one. I believe in Him.
虽然我相信他，但是呢，我从来没有见过我的父神，所以我不太敢来。
Jesus said, "I am the way to the Father."
耶稣就会告诉我们说，我是到父神跟前的道路。
Come on, I'll take your hand.
来吧，我带你到他的跟前。
And we come into the throne room.
我们来到了这个宝座的那个房间。
And there is the Father sitting on his throne.
然后看见父神坐在宝座上。
And the High Priest is by your side.
然后这位我们的大祭司就在他的边上。
And he's interceding for you.
他在那边为我们代求。
Because what do you find at the Father's throne?
你在父的那个宝座的房间看见什么呢？
You find grace and mercy to help in a time of need.
你在那边看见恩惠， 看见连续，看见你随时的帮助。
Now I know most of you have the picture in your mind that Jesus is sitting on that throne of grace.
我知道在你们的想象里头，好像耶稣是坐在那个宝座上。
But that's not at all how the Jewish Christians would understand it. That's not the way the writer meant it.
但是很多犹太人的基督徒，他们并不这样认为，然后也不是这个希伯来书作者他所看见的。
Although I have to give you partial credit, he may have been sitting down at the right hand of the throne of God.
当然，你还是一部分是对的，因为主耶稣是坐在父神宝座的右边。
Now, I don't know. Maybe you think the high priest takes you in, says, "Now here's the Father, and I'm going to go sit down next to him."
也许他把你带到大祭司，把你带到父神宝座的跟前以后，他就坐在父神宝座的右边。
I think if that happened, some of you would run the race so fast out.
所以你们有些人跑得很快，你们已经跑了很远了。
Listen, we can't grow up unless we come to know God the Father.
但是如果我们不认识神是作为我们的父亲来认识的话，我们就不能真的认识他。
Jesus said that enough times while on this earth, I have come to show the Father.
主耶稣说过很多次，我来到地上就是为了来彰显我的父。
I've heard so many Christians who rightly pray.Praise Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We thank you for your sacrifice. You're the Lamb of God. We worship you, Jesus. We're absolutely right.
我听到很多的圣徒，我们愿意这样子的向主耶稣祷告，然后我们何等的敬拜你，我们何等的爱你，这都是完全正确。
But how many of you are those who pray, Our Father, we come to you through Jesus Christ?
但是有多少的人祷告的时候会说，我们的天父。我们感谢你，我们是靠着你的儿子耶稣基督来到你的跟前。
The Father is the mover and shaker in the kingdom of God.
这位天父，他是在这个国度里边，在那边行作万事的神。
And we won't serve the Lord for long until He has brought us in before the Father to do business with Him, with whom we have to do.
然后我们信主没有多久，我们就会意识到，是我们是借着主耶稣，我们来这侍奉这位永生神，这位与我们有关系的主。
Well, so now here we go. Now we're back to Moses. Sorry, I took a little slip off there. But,
我们现在再回来看摩西。
But we come back to Moses and we find those final 40 years of Moses, he was a priest interceding for the children of Israel.
我们看见他最后的四十年作为大祭司如何的来为以色列人的百姓代求。
And as a priest, he discovered the third dimension of the reproach of Christ.
作为神的大祭司，他在这边给我们看见那第三层的关于基督的凌辱的真理。
Now first he discovered the world hates you when you belong to Christ.
首先，因着你是属神的，世界要来恨你，要把凌辱加在你身上。
And then second, he learned that the reproach of the cross we must esteem for the Lord to do His work in us.
第二件事情我们需要认识到的就是这个十字架的苦难和羞辱是我们必须要来尊荣的。
But now we see, as a priest of God, that once again Moses faced the reproach of Christ.
现在我们看见摩西作为大祭司，他仍然要来面对基督的凌辱。
Not a reproach by the world or Satan.
不是从世界或撒旦那边来的凌辱。
Not the reproach of our flesh.
也不是我们这个肉体所带来的那个羞辱。
But a reproach of Christ because of our zeal for the house of God.
而是因着我们向神的家所发的那个热心，我们必须要来面对的。
You remember we looked at Psalm 69 the other time, where David cries out about his being zealous for the house of God and bearing reproach.
我们读到诗篇六十九篇那边，因着为神，他为神的殿心里焦急的时候，他所面对的那个辱骂。
David says, "It's for your sake I've borne reproach, that dishonor has covered my face."For the zeal for your house has consumed me, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me.
因为我为你的缘故受了辱骂，满面羞愧。因我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧，并且辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。
Oh, David was so zealous to see the house of God.
神为大卫为着神的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。
He could bear with the fact that his enemies hated him.
他可以忍受他的仇敌要来羞辱他。
But even his best friends have lifted up their heel against him and become his enemy.
甚至他最好的朋友也用脚来踢他，成为他的仇敌。
And he's suffering some loneliness and some separation from his own family because of his zeal for the house of God.
因着他为神的殿心里焦急如同火烧，连他自己的亲人都开始来与他为敌。
And so when Jesus went in and cleansed the temple, this scripture from Psalm 29 was put in the record of the Gospels.
所以当主耶稣基督在那边清理圣殿的时候，这个诗篇69篇的这段经文就在他身上就应验了。
They remembered that Jesus cleansed the temple because the zeal of the Father's house was so important to him.
他在这个时候为着父的殿，心里边焦急如同火烧。
This is indeed a third level of suffering that a Christian understands.
所以作为基督徒，我们必须要明白，这是第三层的，为着神的家而要忍受基督的凌辱。
But it is a mystery.
然而这是一个奥秘。
How can you be reproached by God's children?
作为这神的百姓，是如何的把基督的凌辱加在你的身上呢？
How could God's people despise God's servants?
神的百姓如何的来藐视神的仆人呢？
But you will find, if you truly have a zeal to see the house of God,that you will face reproach.
你将会发现，如果你真的是为着神的家，心里边焦急如同火烧的话，你就必须要来面对神家里边这样子的一个基督的凌辱。
Now you do understand why.
你确实明白为什么。
That house of God is the central part of God's eternal purpose.
因为神的家就是神心意中那永远旨意的中心。
We see it fulfilled in Revelation 21.
我们看见这样的一个神的这个意象实现在启示录的21章。
It says, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people forever and ever and ever. This is God's desire to dwell among men.
我们看见那个时候应验了神的心，神的旨意就是神的帐幕在阴间，在人间，他要与人永远在一起同住。
But if this house is to be his dwelling place and our dwelling place, it must be a holy place and not a place for merchandising.
这样的一个居所是神的居所，也是我们的居所，必须是一个圣洁的居所，是没有办法在里边做生意的。
How could these things be?
这样的事情怎么成就呢？
You know, you can talk to Christians about, are you saved? They say, yeah. I say, I'm saved too.
你可以对一个基督徒说你得救了吗他说对我得救了我也得救了。
Do you read your Bible? Oh yeah, I read the Bible. You read the Bible? We're getting along fine.
你读你的圣经吗读我也读我们可以有很好的来往。
And then they say to you, oh, by the way, what church do you go to?
然后他就问你说、啊、你去哪个教会呢
And for many of you, you're immediately in trouble.
对很多在座的人来讲你要回答这样的问题马上就会带来麻烦。
Well, you see, I go to this group. It's like a fellowship.
我是去参加这样的一个团体他们只不过就被称为团契。
Maybe they say, oh, a fellowship, huh? Well, who's the pastor? Well, we don't have a pastor exactly.
这样的一个团契你们牧师是谁呢我们没有牧师。
When did you join? Well, you don't really join, it's when you're saved.
你什么时候成为他们的那个一份子呢他说我没有加入。我一得救我就成为他的一份子。
Or you bring one of your friends to the church meeting, and afterwards they say, how come nobody led the meeting?
然后你带领你的朋友来到这样的聚会里边他们就会好奇说诶谁是在这边带领聚会的人呢
People just said,、we want to sing this song, and somebody else just prayed over there, nobody told them to, and then there was that crazy woman who prayed for 5 minutes. What's going on?
一个人唱诗点诗歌另外的一个人起来祷告好有些人祷告得非常的长
I hope you understand what I mean and I hope that you have a zeal for the house of God
我盼望我们大家都有这样的一个心愿爱慕神的家
I hope you don't meet because it's just convenient and you speak Mandarin
我希望你不是仅仅因为语言上的便利因为你说中文所以你来到这个聚会
There's a lot of those groups
有很多这样的团体
But who has a zeal for the house of God?
然而神是有谁为神的殿心里焦
Kachi. You know, I love to go and meet with my brothers in Flushing out there in Queens. And it's about 299 Chinese and me.
我非常喜欢去纽约法拉盛的这个聚会，那边有299个讲中文的弟兄姊妹，我是唯一的一个。
But I don't see it as a language church.
然而我并不认为这样的一个聚会，它是一个语言来做标记的聚会。
Because there's people zealous for the house of God.
而是有一群热切爱慕神的家的百神的百姓，神的儿女。
I'm too old to come out here and speak anymore, but you guys are just zealous for the house of God, and I love being with you.
我对他们说，我已经 年长了，很不容易来这边，但是我非常的喜爱在你们中间，你们这样热切的爱主，热切的爱他的家。
Well, I faced the reproach of many friends, and the denomination I was in, I was supposedly a good preacher.
我面对过我很多朋友的这样的一些辱骂，因为我有很多的朋友从这个宗派里边，我曾经是他们的传道人。
But when I left the denomination, suddenly I was despised.
当我离开了那个宗派以后，突然他们就开始藐视我。
Maybe one of the best teachers in the 20th century was T. Austin Sparks.
也许大概二十世纪一个最著名的一个神的仆人，他的名字叫做史柏克。
He was trained under G. Campbell Morgan and some great teachers and had a great ministry until he was zealous for the house of God.
他曾经在坎伯摩根的手下受教，他曾经被认为是一位神伟大的仆人，一直到他最后开始为神的殿、为神的家开始大发热心。
And then every church in England closed to him.
然后所有英国的教会就向他关门。
This is the mystery because we become rejected by God's people.
这是一个奥秘。突然开始神的仆人被神的百姓所弃。
You know, the church is just where people come together. It'll never be perfect. God has no high standards. Just try, don't wear a skirt that's too short. That's all.
你知道神的家教会就是神的百姓聚在一起的，就是一群人聚在一起的，然后你不要太严肃，就是不要裙子穿得太短就可以了。
Believe me, God sees every schism, every heresy. It breaks the heart of our God who's praying for the unity of the church.
我们的主他为教会的合一迫切的祷告，他教会每次面临的这种纷争分裂都会伤他的心。
This is what it means to face the reproach of Christ for the zeal of his house.
这就是这边为什么他说，我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧，并且辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。
So there was Moses, got out there beyond the Red Sea, established the foundation, and what happened?
所以现在摩西从西乃山上下来，他把这个根基建好了，什么发生了呢？
Acts 7:38, Stephen tells the story.
然后在使徒行传第七章三十七节，司提反说了这样的一个故事。
This Moses was he who was in the church in the wilderness, with the angel who spoke to him on Mount Sinai, with our fathers, the one who received the living oracles to give to us, but our fathers were unwilling.To be obedient, but repudiated Moses, and in their hearts turned back to Egypt. And they said to Aaron, Make of us gods who'll go before us, for this Moses who's led us out of the land of Egypt, we don't even know what's happened to him.
这人曾在旷野的会中和西乃山上对他说话的天使同在，又与我们的祖宗同在，并且领受活泼的圣言传给我们。然而我们的祖宗不肯听从他，反而弃绝他，心里归向埃及，对亚伦说。你且为我们造些神像，在我们面前引路，因为领我们出埃及地的那个摩西，我们不知道他遭了什么事。
And listen to verse 41. At that time, they made a calf and brought a sacrifice to the idol, and were rejoicing in the works of their hands. But God turned away and delivered them up to serve the host of heaven. For it is written, you did not offer to me sacrifices.Over those 40 years in the wilderness, did you, house of Israel? No, you took along the tabernacle of Moloch that offers children in the fire. And you came to worship the god Ramphah, the great star god Saturn, while you were in the wilderness. What happened? That's what it says. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Got off there.
那是他们造了一个牛犊，又拿祭物献给那像，欢喜自己手中的工作，神就转脸不顾，任凭他们侍奉天上的日月星辰。 正如先知书上所写的，以色列家啊，你们四十年间在旷野，其实将牺牲和祭物献给我吗？你们抬着摩洛的帐幕，就是把儿女献为祭的，和理番神的心，就是敬拜天上的星星，就是你们所造为要敬拜的像。下面会发生什么？
Moses broke the Ten Commandments, the stones, because the children of Israel broke his priestly heart.
摩西就把那个十诫摔碎了，因为以色列的百姓伤了这个做大祭司的摩西的心。
And then his reward for being a priest to bring the children into the land was the children began to murmur for 38 years.
他作为带领以色列百姓进过旷野的这个大祭司，他所得的奖赏是什么呢？就是以色列的百姓在旷野里边38年发怨言。
Oh, we want to go back to Egypt, Moses. There was dim sum back in Egypt.
摩西啊，我们愿意回到埃及地区，因为那边实在有太多好吃的东西。
Oh, we have no water.
我们需要更多的水，我们需要水喝。
Oh, we don't like that water.
我们不喜欢那种水。
Oh, we want better water.
我们希望喝到更好的水。
Oh, we have no food.
我们没有吃的。
Oh, we don't like this food.
我们实在不厌倦这样的食物。
We want quail.
我们愿意吃鹌鹑。
And so everything they reviled, they reproached, they reproached, and Moses led and led and led.
所以在每一件事上，他们都发怨言，他们甚至辱骂，他们甚至在那边责怪，但是摩西却忍受再忍受。
As if it didn't come close enough to home, Miriam and Aaron rebelled against Moses. Who are you, big shot?
然后在他自己的家里边，像米利暗和亚伦也都开始来被反叛他。
All Moses did was lay down his life.
摩西所做的就是把他自己放下。
And then, of course, the Levites rebelled, and Dothan and Abiram and Korah were brought into the ground for their rebellion against Moses.
当然，我们也知道大贪、亚比兰这些利未人，他们也开始反叛了。他们所得到的结局，他就是他们活活坠入阴间。
Then the 10 evil spies convinced the children not to go in, and they wouldn't believe.
然后这十位报恶信的探子，他们就把一些以色列的百姓带到不信的境地里。
And God said at that point at Kadesh Barnea, "You guys have tested me 10 times."
当神在加利斯巴尼亚对他们说，你们曾经试探我十次。
And I'm telling you, that's it.
我告诉你
I swear in my wrath, you shall not enter my rest.
现在我觉得已经够了，我向你们发起誓说，我绝不能带你们进入我的安息地。
And so they went on and fell short as they circled in the wilderness until the serpent had to be set up on a pole to save people's lives.
所以他们就要在旷野漂流38年，直到最后这个铜蛇必须要从旷野被举起来。
And for 38 years, what did Moses do in the midst of this rebellion? Children so carnal, children so selfish, children so small and petty and divisive.
38年之久，摩西在旷野要忍受这样子的有罪的，是这样子悖逆顽梗的不信的这样的百姓。
Moses fell on his face before God for 38 years.
摩西只能在神面前匍匐，面朝地匍匐在地38年之久。
Now it's true sometimes Moses said, God, I've had enough. These people, they're not mine. I don't know who they are.
是有些时候摩西觉得受不了了，他说神啊，这已经够了，我实在没办法来面对他们了。
But you see, the priest's heart is loaded. He doesn't live for himself anymore. So he couldn't abandon these children.
我们知道祭司的心怀是带着慈爱，他不可能在这边放弃神的百姓。
And here are these children acting so poorly in the house of God.
这些神的百姓在神的家中，他们的行为实在是让人难以忍受。
And here's Moses saying, Lord, forgive them or blot me out.
摩西却在这里说，神啊，你要赦免他们，要不然的话，就把我的名字涂抹掉。
Lord, please heal my sister Miriam of the leprosy.
主啊，求你医治我的姐姐米利暗她的大麻风。
No, 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 God, if you don't go, I don't go.
No, 神啊，如果你不去，我也不去。如果你不上去，跟我们上去，我也不上去。
Jehovah, what will the nations around think if you abandon these your children?
主啊，如果你要是放弃这些百姓的话， 周围的列国会怎么看这件事情？
Now there's only one high priest that's greater than that, and that's Jesus.
只有一位大祭司是比这位大祭司更加的崇高的祭司，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
You know he's interceding before the throne of the Father on our rebellious behalf.
我们要知道他在父神的宝座右边为我们代求，为着我们的悖逆背叛代求。
With an unending zeal for the house of God, my bride.
他是那个永无止境的这个心里如同火烧的那个焦急，他在那边为我们代求，永远的代求。
Of course, as the scriptures clearly say, Jesus is much greater than Moses.
当然，圣经清楚的跟我们讲，耶稣比摩西更配得尊荣。
Moses in the end reproached Christ by striking the rock.
到最后，摩西也羞辱了基督，因为他用他的杖击打了磐石，第二次击打了磐石。
And that was the end of his priesthood.
他的祭司的职任就结束了。
You dishonored me before my people, after all that I have done for you.
我为你做了这么多，你却在神的百姓跟前不尊荣我。
Meanwhile, in the midst of 38 years of belly aching, what did God do?
那么在这38年的旷野的漂流这样的一个艰难的里头，神在做什么呢？
With long suffering, he continued to lead the children through 42 stations till they could get across the Jordan River.
借着长久的忍耐，神还是一步一步的带领他们，最后来到了约旦河的边缘。
The cloud and the fire remained over them, though I have no idea why.
那个时候云柱火柱仍然与他们同在。
And the Father provided for them all those years with many types of His Son who was to come.
在那个年间，神为他们预备了各样的预备，各样的食物，都是基督耶稣的预表。
And He provided manna from heaven to speak of His Son.
他给他们赐给他们天上的玛纳，那就是预表着天上的粮。
And He provided water from the rock to speak of the living water of His Son.
他为他们让磐石出水，是就代表主耶稣为我们给我们带来生命的活水。
And he placed before them Aaron's budding rod to show them of Christ's resurrection.
他用亚伦发芽的杖来告诉他们基督耶稣复活生命的大能。
And he lifted up a serpent upon a pole to speak of Christ who would come and sacrifice.
他用这个举起来在杆子上的这个铜蛇来预表耶稣基督神的儿子有一天要为我们被钉在十字架上。
When we talk about a God of mercy and love,
我们要说到神的慈爱和他的怜悯。
And we see what goes on in the house of God today.
我们看看今天在神的家中所发生的事情。
Is it any wonder that Paul, as a great intercessor, went through what he went through?
我们能够想象一下，保罗作为这样的一位祭司，他所经历的。
Yes, he was hated by the world.
确实没有错，世界恨恶他。
Yes, he was hated by his own people, the Jews.
他的本族的百姓以色列人也恨他。
But this intercessor Paul, what did he say about that?
但是这位代祷者保罗他说什么呢？
I could wish myself accursed from salvation if I could just see my Jewish brethren saved.
如果我的本族的弟兄能够得救的话，我宁愿自己受咒诅。
And when he went to Corinth and spilt his blood there a year and a half, immediately men rose up. Smart guys who went to the University of Philosophy and thought they knew more than Paul.
他在哥林多那边服侍了一辛辛苦苦服侍了一年半，结果那边就有头脑很大的人兴起，他们去读哲学。
And the Christians in Galatians reproached Paul because Paul says, you've been circumcised by Christ and you don't need to be circumcised by man. And he was reproached for it.
加拿大的信徒他们在那边斥责保罗，因为保罗对他们讲说，你们是受基督的割礼，你们不应该再受这个肉体的割礼。
And in his last visit to the elders of Ephesus, he said,I'm going to tell you, I told you the whole counsel of God, but wolves will come out of your own midst and divide and tear the flock. So be on your guard.
最后他把以弗所的教会的长老召来，对他们说，我已经把神全部的旨意向你们都启示了，但是在你们，我去了以后，在你们中间要有豺狼兴起，他们要来把神的百姓带偏离正路。
Now, if you think that perhaps I'm overdoing it, And I'm saying that the church is in bad shape when we see the church around us and say, hey, everything's cool.
也许你们觉得我在夸张，当我说到教会里边这些很不好的光景的时候，荒凉的光景的时候。
Then what are you going to do about the second half of 2 Timothy, which talks about in the last days?
那么你如何的来看待第提摩太后书第后面那一段讲到最后末日会出现的那种光景的情形
？Or Jude that says we've got to fight for the faith because people have snuck in our midst.
那个时候我们必须要来为信心打那美好的仗，因为这些不信的人已经偷偷的被引进到教会里头来。
Or 2 Peter where it says there are people among us that says, oh, there is no judgment, and where is this God who's going to come right now?
或者像彼得后书那边讲到说。这个审判是什么时候来呢？哪有什么这个事情呢？因为世界从创造的时候到如今都是一样的。
Brothers and sisters, the church is in devastation.
弟兄姊妹，教会现在是在荒凉的里面。
Are you part of the reproach, or are you one receiving reproach?
那么你是在那边制造这个凌辱的人呢，还是说你是在忍受基督凌辱的人？
Are you one defiling the house of God, or one sanctifying the house of God?
你是在这边败坏神的教会呢，你还是在这边维护神教会的圣洁？
You know, today in the churches, in so many of the churches,
今天在很多的聚会的里头，
if you speak the word of God and say, "I believe the word of God," you suffer reproach.
甚至他们说到说我相信神的话，这样的人都要受到凌辱。
Jeremiah 20, Jeremiah cries out and says, Lord, you've deceived me. You've overcome me. I've become a laughingstock because of reproach when I speak the word of God.
耶利米书那边他说耶和华你曾劝导我我也听了你的劝导你比我有力量且胜了我我终日成为笑话人人都戏弄我因为我讲论神的话。
I was so thrilled.When I heard the president of this university say that we stand by Bible principles regarding morals and ethics and life.
当我听到校长 Corey 校长在这边说我们这个学校是坚定的维护这个基督徒的这个道德和道德标准。
Now, listen, I want to make a little correction here just in case you might get the wrong idea.
如果你不知道我在说什么的话，我要做一点的矫正。
The Lord loves His church and everybody in the church.
神爱他的教会，爱教会里的每一个人。
Every born again believer.
每一位重生得救的信徒。
And out of every church, there will shine overcomers.
在每一个教会的里面，都会有那批得胜者，他们会发出光来。
But they will bear reproach.
然而他们却必须要来忍受这个基督的凌辱。
What does the writer of Hebrews say?Somebody who is zealous for the house of God should do.
那么希伯来书告诉我们，看见这些愿意领受基督凌辱的人，他们应当如何做呢
？He says in verse chapter Hebrews 13:12, therefore Jesus, that he might sanctify the people through his blood, suffered outside the gate. So let us go out to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach, for we do not have a lasting city, but we're seeking the city which is to come.
希伯来书十三章十二节说：“所以耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也就在城门外受苦。这样，我们也当出到营外救了他去，忍受他所受的凌辱。我们在这里本没有长存的城，乃是寻求那将来的城。”
Do you have zeal for the house of God?
你是不是为着神的殿心里焦急
？Do you love the house of God even in its tattered condition?
在这个非常恐怕可怕的这种情况里头，你是不是仍然爱慕神的家呢
？Almost every historical person that we talk about who recovered something of the church, they were reproached for their zeal for the house of God.
我们提到所有这些在历史上的人物的时候，他们好像每一个人都是因着爱神的家而忍受了基督的凌辱。
Right? When Martin Luther stood up for the gospel of salvation, the church.Came against him to kill him.
当马丁路德起来恢复因信称义的这个真理的时候，他就受到教会的逼迫。
Then when the Anabaptist says you must be baptized as a believer, then the Lutherans persecuted the Anabaptists.
当崇敬派的弟兄们起来说你们必须要受水的浸礼， 那么这个路德会路德中的这个信徒教会就开始逼迫他们。
And the Church of England kicked out Wesley for preaching the gospel.
英国国教的教会，他们就把卫斯理把他提开除出他们的国教教会。
This is what we mean by devastation.
这是我在这边说到荒凉所代表的意义。
Gradually, we see the mystery of the kingdom worked out in the church.
慢慢慢慢我们就看见说这个国度的奥秘 在教会里边失去了。
So in the church, there's wheat and there's tares.
在教会里边我们就看见有麦子有稗子。
In the church, there's those sticking in leaven of divisiveness, of disputes, of all kinds of things.
我们就看见教会里边被私自引进了很多的异端，好像引进那个面酵一样。
Well, we've run out of time, but what can I tell you?
我们没有时间再说了。
Here's what I say.
这是我要说的。
Be faithful to the Lord.
要向着主忠心。
You have a choice.
你有一个选择。
You can look at the outward appearance of the desolation around you.
你可以看见你周围这个眼见的荒凉。
Or you can see the Lord in the midst of His church.
或者你可以看见主仍然在他的教会的里面。
The whole book of Revelation is a revelation to the servants of God to see Jesus in the midst of every situation.
启示录里边给我们看见说，无论在什么样的一种情形的里头，主耶稣基督都在他百姓的中间。
So you see Laodicea, you see Pergamum, but you see Christ in the midst of Laodicea. Ah.
你看见老底家，你看见士美拿，但是你却是看见基督就在老底家教会里，就在士美拿教会里。
I was talking to a dear brother from some church.
我与一位很亲爱的圣徒交通。
And this church had, you know, those couple of people who caused a lot of trouble.
那么这个教会，他们有一些弟兄们造成了很大的麻烦。
I said, oh, how are you dealing with this situation, with this kind of divisive thing going on?
那么我就问他说，你们是如何来面对这样子的一种要分裂教会的情形呢？
You know what his answer is?
你知道他的答案是什么吗？
When I look at the church, I look for the gold.
他说，当我看教会的时候，我在里边要去找那个金子。
Within the church, there's gold.
因为在教会里边有真的金子。
The church is a lampstand of gold.
因为教会就是那个金金的灯台。
Jesus is working on this lampstand of gold.
因为耶稣基督就在这个金灯台上做工。
Well, you can spend all your time dealing with the chaff, or you can spend your time fellowshipping with those who are gold.
你可以花时间去跟那些披糠来打交道，或者去对付那些披糠，或者你也可以与这个金金的圣徒来交通。
They bear the testimony.
因为他们在那边传承耶稣基督的见证。
So here's a little running exercise.
所以这个就好像我们要做的一个运动。
We run with endurance because we see Jesus out ahead of us, the unseen one, in difficult situations.
我们能够与他一同来奔跑，是因为他在前面，因着摆着前面的喜乐，他能够存忍耐的心来奔跑。
In the midst of the ups and the downs of churches and denominations and ups and downs, what you do is you see the Lord is recovering His church.
在所有这些教会的高低起伏不同的这种景况的里头，你应该看见是耶稣基督仍然在他的教会的里。
If you want to be a servant of the Lord, you've got to keep your eyes on Jesus and what He's doing.
如果你愿意成为一位服侍主的仆人的话，你要用眼睛来注视在主耶稣的身上。
I mean, we can preach for hours and hours about what's wrong with this denomination or that denomination, but that doesn't get us anywhere.
我们可以花很长的时间来说这个宗派有什么问题，那个教会有什么问题，但是这样的谈论并不能让我们往前走。
You know what the joy of my life is?
你知道我生命中间的喜乐是什么吗
？To go to India and see Jesus in the church.
是去到印度，然后看见耶稣在教会里。
To go to Russia and see Jesus in His church.
去到俄国，看见耶稣在教会里。
Now they got a lot of messed up stuff going on there.
那边也有很多不美好的事情。
But you can see Jesus in His church.
然而你仍然能够看见主耶稣在教会里。
Do you see Jesus in the house of God?
你能不能看见主耶稣在教会里呢
？He hasn't moved. It's His house.
他并没有搬家，这是他的家。
And he It says, despite the fact we often can't see, He is the one who is washing and preparing and removing wrinkles and getting ready to present that church as a bride.
虽然我们看不见，但是我们应该知道，是他在那边用水借着道，在那边修剪，在那边清理。
And so, as we look and serve in these last days,
所以当我们在这个末后的这个时代来开始服事的时候
，When you meet a saint at work, see Jesus in them and try to build that up.
我们所能让圣徒成圣的工作，就是我们要看见耶稣在那里，他在那边做这个事情。
And to the degree you can help people stand on a clearer ground of the house without compromise, to that degree that they're open, lead them, take them into a greater fullness.
我们能够看见，我们来服侍一些弟兄姊妹，我们就把他带到这种一个更清洁的这个地位上头，不要跟这个世界有任何的妥协。
Be like Aquila and Priscilla.Who showed Apollos the more perfect way?
我们就像亚基拉和百居拉那样子的，我们要把保罗，我们要把弟兄姊妹带到那个更加全备的那个真理里头。
And the last great thing that we will come to see in the midst of our service with reproach.
我们能够在我们的服事里边忍受基督凌辱的时候，我们就能够看见更美好、更大的。
And something most Christians still don't like.
有些事情是基督徒仍然不喜欢的。
What happens just before the wedding of the Lamb?
在羔羊的婚宴开始之前会发生什么
？How many of you want to be there for the wedding of the Lamb?
多少人愿意在参加羔羊的婚宴呢
？You know Revelation 19, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. You know how come? Because the bride has finally made herself ready.
我们知道。启示录第十九章那边，我们可以唱哈利路亚，因为我们的神已经做王了，他的羔羊婚娶的时候已经到了。
But as you live bearing the reproach of Christ, you'll come to also say the Hallelujah just before that one.
然后，如果你是一位忍受基督凌辱的服侍他的仆人的话，在那个哈利路亚之前，你还有另外一个哈利路亚。
Hallelujah! God has judged the harlot Babylon.
哈利路亚！因为神已经在那边审判了这个大淫妇巴比伦。
You and I, we can't separate the wheat and the tares, but there will become a great day of judgment that will separate all the things. And because we love a righteous God, we love His judgments.
你和我没有办法分辨这个麦子和稗子，但是有一天神的审判会来到，然后他要审判这个大淫妇巴比伦。
We love the judgment of God.
我们爱慕神的审判
，because only He can set everything right.
因为只有神能够把一切事情都把它做对了。
That's why judgment must begin in the house of God.
这是为什么神的审判必须要从神的家起手。
He has zeal for His house.
他为着他的殿心里焦急。
Do you have zeal for His house?
你有没有为着神的家、神的殿心里焦急
？I hope your church life isn't casual.
我希望你的教会生活不是随随便便的。
I hope you serve the Lord.
我盼望你能够服侍我们的主。
May the Lord bless you.
愿主祝福你。
It's wonderful to be with you these days.
这些天来与弟兄姊妹在一起是何等美好。
And Lord, one day when we're busy,
主啊，有一天当我们繁忙的时候
，bearing the reproach of our self-life, bearing the reproach of the church,
我们在那边。为着我们己生命被对付，忍受基督的凌辱，为着教会忍受基督凌辱的时候
，and we'll hear you calling and we'll turn，
然后我们就能够听见你的呼召，我们转过身来
，and all the things that are so messed up humans cannot fix will be fixed in an instant。
所有这一切，我们用人的办法没有办法解决的问题，所有这些混乱的情况，一瞬间就会被解决。
Oh God, faithful, gracious, saving God，
主啊，神啊。你这位忠信良善的主
，You have zeal for your house.
你为着你的殿心里焦急。
Help us to be those who serve you in this way.
帮助我们也能够用这样同样的这种态度来服侍你。
For the sake of the coming of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
为着我们的主耶稣的再来，我们如此祷告祈求。
Amen.
Amen.